President Obama will be in Michigan this Saturday, stumping for Democrats Mark Schauer and Gary Peters. Zoe Clark, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics, is here to fill us in. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, Cindy.
So the president's approval ratings are at some terrifically bad lows.
Yeah, that's something to write home about.
Yeah, not at all, but he's going to come to Michigan.
He is. So it's this sort of interesting dynamic where there are some candidates who are like, no, we're good. Stay away. Stay far, far away. Here in Michigan, it's a Democratic state. More Democratic registered voters, but they don't turn out in midterm elections. And that's why for the past six presidential cycles, Michigan has voted for a Democratic president. But in midterms, what we are in the middle of right now, when our governors are elected, that seat now is Republican, as are other statewide seats that get elected in midterms, including the Attorney General's office,
yes,
including the Secretary of State's office. So Obama is here to build excitement that tends to wane, you know, when a president is not at the top of the ballot. And so he is going to be in Detroit, you know, a democratically rich region. He is not here to try to win independents. He's not trying to woo Republicans.
He's preaching
over
to the choir.
He is so preaching to the choir. Get out to vote. We need you if we are going to win, is going to be his message.
Now, you have talked about this before on Stateside. We've got a new chair of the Democratic Party in Michigan who is really, really Democrats.
Indeed.
Get out and vote.
Indeed. You're talking about Lon Johnson, who's somewhat new to the scene. You know, he's this young Democrat. Mm-hmm. His wife is Juliana Smoot, a former big time fundraiser for President Obama. And Johnson's push is to get the 900,000 Democrats who didn't turn out to vote in 2010 to turn out this year. And to do that, as we've been saying, you have got to excite voters.
Is it going
to
work?
That, of course, is the ultimate question. And we're going to have to wait and see. You know, as we talked about, there are Senate candidates across the country. The Obama name, the brand, toxic.
Some won't even say if they voted for him.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, speaking of the Senate, I want to note that, you know, the president will be here campaigning for Mark Schauer, who's running against Governor Rick Snyder. The president really here, though, in all honesty, is for Gary Peters, the Democratic candidate for Senate. You know, we've been hearing throughout the campaign season, it's pretty much set in stone. The Republican House of Representatives, that's going to stay Republican. But the Democratic Senate, that could switch. Something, you know, of course, the White House does not want. Mm-hmm. So the president politically speaking, you know, Michigan governor doesn't mean much for him. But for the White House, it means trying to keep the Senate blue. And many political pundits say, yes, the U.S. Senate will go to the Republicans, but the White House is trying to do everything it can to keep that loss to a minimum. And that means making sure Gary Peters takes over the seat that, you know, of course, Democrat Carl Levin is retiring from.
It only takes six votes to flip the Senate.
It's six seats we'll be watching for. Some of those seats, however, there are races that we might not know election night. There's some runoffs that could actually happen. So it's going to be very, very interesting to watch come election night.
Zoe Clark, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Thank you.
Of course, Cindy. Thank you.